mark 72.4 points after that with Major Milestone.
Yeah, well, I mean, he started off really good, the first part of the course, but he's a big, long striding horse. He's very strong. And this type of course where you've got to do a lot of twisting and turning really doesn't suit him, because I've just wasted too much time setting him up. But up until the water, I had a really good ride. I had a trouble turning him to the fence into the water. I didn't have a good shot in. We scrambled over that, and there was no way I was going to be able to turn to get out the short way, so I had to take the long option there. And then after that, it just sort of rattled him a bit, and we had a few sort of uncomfortable moments. But anyway, he got round clear, and that was the main aim.
Yeah, frustrating, I'm sure, always to be over time.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, you know, realistically, we're a long way down after the dressage. So it was just out there to have a good round, really.
And did you learn anything ahead of NZB Land Visions ride at last of the day?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was one of the reasons I rode him. It gives me a bit of an insight into the course and how I might ride him. I mean, they're different sorts of horses. Hopefully the other horses will be a bit more rideable and a bit handy. But, you know, it's always not a good an advantage to have a ride round first.
And how confident are you for later?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's his first time at four-star level. He's done everything right so far. I mean, the one thing that he, you know, he's a little bit green and he can look about, and he's never seen any crowds like this before, so we'll just have to see how he reacts to it.
Still enjoying being back.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.